The JAMA study didn't pinpoint the reasons for the decreased death rate, but the authors explained that most errors made by doctors are connected to a tendency to form opinions quickly, based on experience. In cases that are not routine, the expert doctors may miss important aspects of the problem that are not consistent with their initial analysis. As a result, although junior doctors may be slower and less confident in treating run-of-the-mill cases, they can be more open-minded with unusual cases. Fortunately, psychologists have found that anyone can unfreeze his or her thinking. One of the most effective ways is to introduce a little discord to one's intellectual interactions. Consider a study performed about a half century ago. The researcher showed two groups of female volunteers a sequence of blue slides. In both groups, he asked each individual to state the color of each slide. In the experimental group, he had planted some actors who called the color green rather than blue. Whom were they fooling? Nobody. The experimental subjects ignored the deviant responses. When their turns came, most of them answered blue, just as the control group had. Then the subjects were asked to classify a series of paint chips as either green or blue, even though their color lay between those two pure colors. Amazingly, the people who'd been in the experimental group identified many chips as green, while those from the control group called the same ones blue. Even though one in the experimental group had been convinced by the actors before, their exposure to the earlier misidentification had shifted their judgment and made them more open to seeing a color as green. Other experiments have shown that dissent can not only sway us with regard to the issue at hand, it can also thaw frozen thinking in general, even in contexts unrelated to the original discussion. What this all means is that as difficult as it is sometimes be, talking to people who disagree with you is good for your brain. So if you hate conspiracy theories and run into someone who believes that we faked the moon landing, don't walk away. Have a tea with him or her. It can broaden your thinking in countless ways.